Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, the one who has crushed every enemy, which means there is no condemnation. Today is the day to praise. As you think about that phrase, and as you and I turn our attention to our first lesson that we read moments ago from Isaiah chapter 12, you hear twice Isaiah say, "In that day you will say." Today is the day to praise. Now, I have an idea. It's possible that there may be some among us who may question if today is the day to praise. Maybe you have no trouble doing that, but maybe something's going on. Maybe something happened. Maybe you're not feeling quite well. Maybe you heard some news that has you upset. Maybe something is going on, and you kind of wonder if today is the day. Granted, it's Sunday, and that tends to be the day when we focus in on praise, maybe more than others, but perhaps there's still a little reservation. Is today the day? It is. No matter what's going on, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, today is the day to praise. When you get to tomorrow, you can say, today is the day to praise. When you get to Tuesday, you can say, today is the day to praise. How every morning more days our Lord and our God gives to you, in that day you will say, today is the day to praise. Praise God for what He did. And then praise God with what you do. Praise God for what He did. In that day you will say, I will give thanks to you, Lord, for though you were angry with me, maybe we'd better stop there. Though you were angry with me, how many times have you ever given thanks for the fact that somebody was angry with you? Perhaps you remember that Isaiah has kind of two distinct parts to his letter. The first 39 chapters really are the reminder, God's angry. God is angry with you. The God who took you out of Egypt, the God who brought you safely through the wilderness, the God who gave you the temple and gave you the sacrifices and gave you the high priesthood and gave you the ceremonial laws, the God who gave you all of these promises, the God who gave you this amazing land in which you're living, the God who gives you everything that you need for day-to-day life, that's the God who's angry with you. Because as Isaiah was carrying out his work, he is dealing with a lot of people who had forgotten about God and had turned to different gods. The first 39 chapters of Isaiah really zeroes in on the fact that there was a lot of idolatry that was going on among those people. Baal worship, Asherah worship, some of the other gods of all the nations that are around them had crept into their worship and had infiltrated even into their temple. And because of that, God was angry. God was warning them. God was threatening them. God was telling them that even though it was a hundred years or so down the road yet, there was going to be a captivity. The Assyrians that were threatening now would eventually be overrun by the Babylonians, and they would haul them away, take them from their prized land and their precious temple and their dear city. God was upset. God was mad, angry. And as you and I think about that, today is the day to praise. And as you think about how we get to praise God for what He did, you and I can understand that God has just as much right to be angry with you and me. We're also idolaters. What does your idol look like? Now, I suppose maybe we really ought to clarify what an idol is. An idol is not someone you look up to. An idol is not someone you would just like to be like. An idol is not the celebrity or the singer or the popular person and you wish you could dress like them and look like them and sing like them. That's not an idol. An idol is something that takes you away from God. An idol is something that replaces God. An idol is whatever it is that you go to, and there you expect blessing, and there you expect comfort. I think it's probably safe to assume that our idol is not Baal. It's Probably not an Asherah pole set up in the corner of our yard somewhere. But where do you go for comfort? Who do you trust for blessing? What is it that you are depending on to get you through today? That's the idol. That becomes your God. For us, it's probably not a statue of wood and stone. For us, it might be a person. Instead of going to our Lord Jesus, we go to that person. We trust that person to do what I need. Perhaps it's something, whether it's a prized possession or bank account or whatever it may happen to be, whatever it is that you and I think is going to supply every need that we have in life, that we think is going to make sure that we are now set and we are okay. And as you think about what those things or those people might be, then I suppose finally it becomes clear what the idol is. The idol is what you see in the mirror. Because all those people are supposed to make me happy. All those things are supposed to supply what I need. God has every right to be angry. God has every right to be just as angry with me as He does with anybody else. And so therefore, when you and I think about the fact that today is the day to praise, you and I are thankful that even though we cut off our reading, that's not the end of the sentence. In that day you will say, I will give thanks to you, Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger has turned away. And you comfort me. Granted, we're still within the first 39 chapters of Isaiah, the section that's primarily God's anger, but here in chapter 11 and now in chapter 12, you've got this little hint of what comes in the second half. Though you are angry with me, and though you had every right to be angry with me, and though I cannot deny that you should be angry with me, your anger turned away. God didn't just ignore the sin. God didn't just pretend that there's no reason for condemnation, but He turned it away. Instead of aiming that anger at me, instead of punishing me, instead of letting what comes around come around, and instead of paying me for what I have deserved, He let Jesus pay for it. He let that promised Savior take that anger upon Himself. The anger has turned away from me. God is no longer angry with me, and so now He comforts. He comforts you with His love. He comes to you with His grace. He assures you that He watches over you and He cares for you and He loves you. Today's the day to praise. Praise God for what He did. And now you and I rejoice in this amazing gift of salvation. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust Him and will not be afraid. Because Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. Praise God for what He did. You and I learn about that amazing gift of salvation, not from our own hard work, not from deep thought, not from a lot of inward wrangling and digging deep within ourselves and learning about our true selves. You and I learn about salvation from the Word. The means of grace. Go to where God says He comes to you. Go to where God says He's going to tell you about what He did. So you go to baptism. You go to the Word. You go to that supper. There is where you and I learn about that amazing rescue plan that has taken place. There is where you and I learn about the Lord. You've got two names for the Lord. Basically, it's the same name, but one is a shortened form, Yah, and then Lord. Both stress, I am. You have an unchanging God. Maybe today is a day you don't necessarily feel much like praising, but God hasn't changed. God is that independent God who is always there, and He loves you because He wants to love you, and He saves you because He wants to save you, and He saves you because He did everything necessary to make that happen. Praise God for what He did. Here is where you and I learn about the rescue. Here is where you and I learn that Jesus stepped in and He gives you the perfection that God was looking for, and since you didn't give it to Him, that's why He was angry. But God has no reason to be angry anymore because you are perfect, covered in Christ. All the things that His anger demands, the death and the punishment, That's not there anymore. Jesus already took it away. Jesus has already paid for it. Here is where you and I learn about this amazing grace of our Lord and our Savior. Here is where you and I learn to praise God because of what He did. So keep going back to that well of salvation. Like water in a parched land, you and I rejoice in this amazing love. You and I rejoice that day in and day out we can say, today's the day to praise. And we praise God for what He did. So if you came in here this morning kind of wondering if this was the day to praise, perhaps you're hopefully starting to change that attitude a little bit. But Isaiah says it again, in that day you will say. Not only do you and I get to praise our Lord because of what He did, that's the primary thing, but now we get to praise Him with what we do. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, proclaim His name, declare among the peoples what He has done, proclaim that His name is exalted. Praise God with what you do. And as you listen to what Isaiah has to say, as he takes us to that day, today's the day to praise. And as you think about praising God with what you do, the best thing that you can do is to talk about what God did. The best way to praise God is to rejoice in the fact of all the things that He has done. So now we get to give thanks to the Lord our God. Proclaim His name. His name is everything that you and I have learned about Him. God uses all kinds of different names throughout the pages of Scripture that stress His power and His might and His love and His grace. Names like Adonai, Lord, I Am, Christ, the Anointed One, Jesus, the Savior, Almighty. All kinds of different names, but every single one of them revolves around that same amazing triune God and all that He is and all that He does and all that He reveals to you so that you can know He's saved. So now you praise the Lord with what you do as you repeat that name. Proclaim that name. Declare among the peoples what He has done. This is not just for you. God didn't do all of this just for you. You and I stand in absolute amazement, and you and I are so thankful that He did this for me. But now we get to declare it to others in whatever form that takes, because Jesus did this for an entire world. Today is the day to praise. Praise God with what you do, as you and I don't keep it a secret. Proclaim that He is exalted. Our God is way stronger and way better than anything that you may be facing this day. Sing to the Lord, for He has done amazing things. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, daughter of Zion, for the Holy One of Israel is great among you. Whenever the prophets break into praise, it's almost like they can't come up with enough words. Sing, shout, praise, exalted, great. When you and I are thinking about all the things that God did, now you and I get to praise Him with what we do, and we sing, and we shout, and we exalt, and we praise. None of this is to be kept hidden. All of this is to be proclaimed. All of this is shared. We do it as we gather here today. We do it as we live day-to-day lives in whatever settings and situations our Lord and our God places us. You and I get to praise our God with what we do. Even the most routine, even the most mundane, even those chores I don't really, really want to do, now take on a brand new meaning because I get to praise my Lord and my God with everything that I get to do. Today's the day to praise. So in that day, you will say, Isaiah was looking ahead. Looking ahead to that day when the people would be coming out of that Babylonian captivity, when after God's anger had been subsided and He promises to bring them back, but He looks even past that. And He looks to an even greater deliverance. When someone who would come and be stricken, smitten, and afflicted, and by that person's wounds you and I would be healed. The one who would perfectly pay for every single sin and rise in glorious triumph. In that day, Isaiah says, you will say, you're in that day. Today's that day. Today is the day to praise because you know what God did. He saved you. He rescued you. He claimed you as His own. And He's going to keep on holding on to you. You know what He did. Today is the day to praise. And now we get to praise God with what we do. In every step and in every word and every action, we get to praise and thank and honor and glory and sing to this amazing God. Today's the day to praise. God's blessings, no matter what it is you're facing, good day or not, God's blessings is you praise your amazing Lord. Amen.